Amadoma Bediako is a retired grade school teacher.
Hi.
Hey, Jessica.
But she's still dispensing plenty of information, these days to pregnant women.
The most important thing is healthy mommy, healthy baby.
Okay.
On this day in early August, Bediako was visiting Jessica Marshall, then 7.5 months pregnant, at her home in Brooklyn. They discuss issues like prenatal health and a birth plan.
If you can relax and go into this, you're not so afraid, you're not so tense. Because if you're tight and you're tense and you're worried, it slows it down.
Bediako isn't a doctor or a midwife. She's what's known as a doula. That's ancient Greek for a woman who serves. Doulas support pregnant women before, during, and after childbirth.
Being a first-time mother, I really wanted to take advantage of all the information that I could. And I know that doulas typically are very supportive of mother's birth plan, so I wanted a doula that was supportive of me having a natural birth.
The doula serves the woman. We don't work for the hospital. We don't work for the birthing center. We don't work for the midwife. We work for the woman, and we're there for her.
The service is provided for free through a program backed by New York City's Department of Health. It's called the By My Side Birth Support Program, and it's aimed at women living in low-income, largely African-American neighborhoods in Brooklyn, where there are high infant and maternal mortality rates. According to the Centers for Disease Control's latest statistics, nationwide, Black women are 3 times more likely to die of pregnancy-related complications than white women. In New York City, it's almost 7 times higher, an average of 63 deaths per 100,000 births for Black women compared to 9 deaths per 100,000 births for white women.
Why do you think that there are these high rates of maternal mortality?
I think healthcare in general is not as good in this area as in others. The women have a lot of pre-existing conditions, whether it's high blood pressure, asthma, obesity, which also contributes. They just may not be in as good health.
Mary Powell Thomas at the By My Side.
Mary Powell Thomas is the director of the By My Side Birth Support Program. It was established through a federal grant 3.5 years ago when healthcare professionals wanted to address a troubling trend. Many women were showing up to the hospital alone when they were ready to deliver. So far, this program has helped more than 240 women give birth.
It became clear that it was really helpful to have a woman who was experienced in childbirth and who could be there to support the woman.
But why a doula? Why not concentrate in giving the woman more support through her doctor?
In a lot of cases, the doctor comes in at the last minute to deliver the baby, or maybe comes in a few times to check on the woman, but then goes off to do other things. We have doulas who, you know, arrive in the morning and they meet the morning nurse and then the night nurse, and then the morning nurse comes back the next day and the doula is still there.
Traditionally, women birth with other women. The village comes around when a woman's laboring. You know, she has her mother, her grandmother, her sisters, her aunties, and they encourage her. They let her know she can do it. They tell her stories. They laugh together. They cry with her.
But critics question whether it's government's role to finance programs like these. Doula care isn't regulated, and doulas aren't licensed professionals. Although certification is available, it isn't required. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists doesn't take a position on doulas, but says that continuous support during labor from physicians, midwives, nurses, doulas, or lay individuals may be beneficial for women.
They should work together as a team, and they're part of the delivery team and the delivery experience.
Did you get a report from everyone?
Dr. Raymond Sandler is the director of labor and delivery at the Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. He's a big supporter of doulas and works with them. However, he says that in some cases, there can be challenges.
They are non-medical and should stick to non-medical decision-making. At times, and if you interview others, you'll find that there is some tension between the doula and the physician, because the doula, for instance, if the physician wants to do certain interventions, the doula may feel that it's not necessary and injects herself into the decision-making process.
I think there are some obstetricians that feel this is just an extra person in the room. They may be getting in the way sometimes.
There's definitely a range of attitudes. I think generally as there are more and more doulas in a hospital, the staff becomes more comfortable. And it's also, you know, important for the doulas to be responsible about that.
A main source of tension between doulas and doctors is over the use of C-sections. While the World Health Organization says a C-section is appropriate up to 15% of the time, in the United States, nearly 33% of all deliveries are done by C-section. Mary Powell Thomas points to a recent review by the Cochrane Collaboration, a nonprofit group that studies the effectiveness of healthcare. After reviewing pregnancy support trials from 16 countries, it determined that continuous support in labor, including the presence of a doula, reduces the likelihood of a C-section by as much as 22%.
If a woman is in a situation that is scary and a medical professional gives her a quick medicalese answer to a question she asks, we might ask, does she need more information? So in that way, we advocate for the mom.
It's the power of information that Jessica Marshall says she's counting on in order to have a natural birth.
I think some of the things that surprise me are what having a lack of knowledge, how that affects a mother when she goes to actually give birth and deliver, and how that can produce results that she didn't desire, such as a C-section or, you know, some other health complication.
We offer free doula services to women.
Despite what program participants believe are the benefits of doula programs, and despite the growing popularity of using doulas, there's still only limited insurance coverage to pay for them. The federal government supports a small number of local programs, and Oregon and Minnesota have passed laws allowing Medicaid to pay for doula care. But most women pay anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand dollars out of their own pocket.
Many people see doulas as a luxury. The services are not included in insurance. And here you are providing this luxury to women in low-income areas.
Yes, we are. Isn't
Why?
It great? Why? Because it's a proven way to improve birth outcomes, and that's our mission.